So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, let's get to our extra point from the sidelines, a deeper look into something that happened during the game or before or after from the sidelines. It is brought to you by Catholic Health, the right way to care. You know, I have always said the most memorable kind of scene for me, moment, play, I should say, inside this particular stadium was Taron Johnson's pick six against the Baltimore Ravens in the 2020 playoffs. And the reason I say that is it's I know it's a weird thing to – I've always said I've never believed that people see things in quote-unquote slow motion. I actually did that day. Like that night, I'm in the moat. I was in the stands because it was the COVID year. We couldn't be on the field. And he catches the ball right at the goal line. And as I'm watching him run the other way with the ball and the pick six, I'm seeing the fans bounce up and down. It was like in slow motion. It was crazy. This game, this play, wasn't like that with Christian Benford, but it was a pretty close pretty close to that because – I was on the Bills sideline, but on the opposite side. So the Bengals were coming at me. I was closer to the tunnel. I see Benford jump up. And when I see him up in the air, I think he's going to bat this down. Great play. Great play to bat it down. Like, that's really cool play. And then when the ball stuck in his hands, it was like you could hear the crowd get really silent for a minute. Like, what has happened? And then it just erupted. That crowd just erupted. When he was on his way back into the end zone. Super cool. Super cool. Great moment. Swung the game. 2 weeks in a row, Christian Benford scores on defense. Does he have a chance at another defensive player of the week? We'll see about that later in the week on Wednesday. That will get announced. So really, really cool. All right, that's our extra point for the sidelines. Like I said, brought to you by Catholic Health, the right way to care. Let's go to Jarrett in Cheektowaga. Hi, Jarrett.
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Good.
Want to agree with you with that exact play you just said. I got to my one game I get to go to a year. Glad I went to this one. The only thought in my head the whole game was I just truly hope that, like, the new stadium has the same electricity, you know, like,
yeah.
Snow coming down, like, that was just amazing.
Yeah, and I think Jared, the new stadium's going to be even better in a lot of ways. Now, we'll see, right? I don't know, because I'll say this. The way it's designed, it's going to be pitched. The fans are actually going to be closer to the field. Like, the third level, the upper deck, will actually be, like, more 60 feet closer to the field than it is now.
That's great. Yeah. You're right. So, that's cool. And I also called in because, to be honest with you, I probably disagree with you more than I do agree with you. I still love you. But I totally agree with you. It compelled me to call in today because, you know, like, what else do you need to do to get, the fans calling in to like say what a game it was. Like, not every game is going to be, 44-0. And for Josh Allen and McDermott's defense, who I'm also very critical of, to pull that out yesterday, like, what else could you ask for? I totally agree with you, man. Just like, your first like three or four calls were all negative. Like, I'm just driving. Like, how are you negative right now?
Yeah.
But,
you agree with me a little bit more in the future, Jared. So I appreciate it. All right, buddy.
All right.
You have a good one. Happy holidays. All right. Listen, man. I don't know. What more could you ask for? Perfection, I guess, right? I mean, honestly, what more could you ask for? Perfection. I know you want stops all the time. Give me five stops, not two. Okay. You play a game, man. It's sports. Sometimes I just wonder if people listening or calling, not to be condescending at all, ever played sports in their life. I really do wonder if you've ever been around sports. Like, you just think that you just go out there and, just design the play. Guy this morning's like, I don't care who's out there. He's got to be better on defense. How do you not care? Like, the players matter. Like, the players, as Jeremy said, he used that word, that term. The players matter. It does matter who's out there. Like, do you say that when the Bills play a quarterback or a backup? The play doesn't matter who's out there. Certainly it matters if it's Joe Burrow or Joe Flacco, right? And it's going to matter if it's Joey Bosa or not Joey Bosa. It's going to matter. All right. What happened this weekend in the National Football League? Let's take a look at the scoreboard from yesterday. We'll start it with the Lions, 44-30 victory Thursday night against the Cowboys, basically kind of burying the Cowboys, keeping the Lions alive, not only in the NFC North, but especially for a playoff spot. Boy, the NFC is very, very interesting. We focus so much on the AFC. Go look at the NFC standings. Holy cow. Chicago and San Fran at 9-4, tied for the last spot. Man. Then you got Detroit at 8-5, Carolina at 7-6. I mean, technically, Dallas is still alive, but wow. All right, then you get to yesterday. Seahawks with a 37-9 drubbing of the Atlanta Falcons. And honestly, like, in this game, it was tied at halftime 6-6. From there, it was 31 points in the second half by the Seattle Seahawks, sparked by Jaxon Smith-Njigba's touchdown. Another touchdown later, he had Rashid Shaheed, a 100-yard kickoff return for the Seattle Seahawks, who moved, by the way, to 10-3 on the season. Falcons dropped it 4-9. I'll keep saying, I have no idea how the Bills lost to the Falcons. Okay, a Mike Tomlin special. They go to Baltimore. The Steelers do. They win 27-22, despite not being able to run the football a lick and giving up a ton of rushing yards. The rushing yardage total, 217-34, and they won. They were outrushed 217-34, and they won.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
One. That's incredible. The Ravens, Lamar Jackson, throws for 219, a touchdown, but also an interception. Aaron Rodgers runs for one, throws for one, and now the Steelers at 7-6 ahead of the Ravens at 6-7. They will play another game, week 18. Tennessee with a big win over the Browns. And I say a big win because I said last week, folks, Tennessee started to get some juice. Starting to play better. Don't count this team out for, you know, maybe playing a spoiler for a team or two at the end here. And it's not a spoiler for the Browns, but the fact is that Cam Ward's starting to play better. He only threw for 117, but a pair of touchdowns. I have not seen the highlights, but Shedeur Sanders' numbers were good. 364, did he play well?
He had some up and down moments, right? Like kind of how any rookie quarterback would. Yeah. But I saw him run into the end zone by himself, kind of stumbled in there. And I mean, like,
he had four touchdowns, three passing, one running, 364 yeah. passing.
It's a tough scene at the end. They call them out for the wildcat on the two-point conversion.
Yeah. Was that the one it looked like Judkins was supposed to pitch it back to somebody and he didn't and all that? Yeah.
Yeah, it did not
that
work
That was
out.
A wild play. In the meantime, Tony Pollard, 161 yards rushing for the Titans, who go to 2-11. The Browns go to drop to 3-10. Got to feel bad for Daniel Jones, ruptured Achilles. He's out for the rest of the year. Such a great start by the Colts this year, and it's been basically totally unwound and undone. Even after they trade for Sauce Gardner, he gets hurt. But now the Jags starting to get hot. 9-4, the Jags, after a 36-19 win over the Indianapolis Colts. Jonathan Taylor held to 74 yards in this one. For Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence, 244 yards and two touchdowns. Don't count out the Jags. They might be the 3 or 4 seed in the playoffs. It looks like they could win the South, but the Texans are right there. We'll get to them in a minute. First, the Vikings all over the Commanders. This game went way different than I thought it would. Vikings shut out the Commanders 31-0. Jaden Daniels, only 9 of 20 for 78 yards. On the other side, J.J. McCarthy, 16-23, 163, and 3 touchdown passes. How about the Miami Dolphins, folks? They have now won, what, 4 or 5 out of 6, I think it was? 4 out of 5 at least, but either way, like 3 in a row. It started with that win against the Bills. Remember, they had the win against the Falcons. Then they lost to Baltimore, and then they've won the next 4. Bills, Commanders, Saints, Jets, not world beaters, but the Bills. They beat the Bills 30-16, but lately they're beating up on some bad teams. But now they're kind of back in the playoff picture a bit, to be honest with you. The Dolphins sit at 6-7, they're currently occupying the 11th seed, but two games behind the 7th seed. And, you know, a couple wins here, and it doesn't look likely, but they might play spoiler. The Bills need them to beat the Patriots towards the end of the year. In this game for the Miami Dolphins, 34 points they score on the strength of 107 yards from their running back, Wright, 92 from Achan. Tua throws for 127 and a touchdown. And they hold Breece Hall to 43 yards. Tyrod Taylor, did he get hurt?
Early in the game, yes.
He was only 1 of 4, yeah. What happened with him?
You don't.
Do we know?
I'm not 100% positive.
And then Cook comes in, quarterback Cook, 14 of 30, 163. So I haven't gone back and looked at this game, a lot of it. But now the Dolphins, by the way, play Monday night at Pittsburgh coming up. And it's supposed to be like 25 degrees and maybe rain and snow.
That's kind of been when they're at their worst. Yeah, so I don't know.
We'll
I don't know what to expect there.
What happens in that game? How about the Saints? The Saints go marching into Tampa and come away with a win, 3-10. Tampa now 7-6. Awful loss for the Buccaneers. Give the Saints some credit, though, man. It's a team that's been fighting all year. I said earlier in the year when they came to Buffalo, they're better than people think.
Did you see Shuck had a big rushing touchdown?
He did? No, I did not. How long?
I'm
34
not
yards.
Positive on the yardage.
34
but,
yards, looking at it right now.
And Tyrod Taylor had a groin injury, by the way. Figure that
out. Okay, thank you. Baker Mayfield was not at his best yesterday, 14 of 30, 122. This Saints defense can get after you a little bit. We saw that a little bit with the Bills. That's when Josh drew his first interception of the year. Bucky Irving runs for 53. Rashad White runs for 53. Not enough for the Bucs, though, who dropped a 7-6. Big loss for them. What's the NFC South look like right now? Let's see. Oh, Tampa's still atop of it, but it's tied with Carolina. Tampa, Carolina are tied 7-6, and they play in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's they play two out of the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
They have 2 games against each other. All right.
That's like how
I like that.
Bills, Patriots. I don't know if I like that, though, where the divisional, you don't play a team until December.
I know.
Like,
yeah, I totally get that. Broncos win 24-17, and they're a good team, folks. They're a good team. I mean, is this sustainable for them in the playoffs? A lot of the same things we talk about with the Bills and some concerns. You're beating some bad teams. That happens in Denver, but you take these wins if you're Denver, 11-2. Really great season they're having. Bo Nix rose for 212. Not a ton there. No touchdowns, but no interceptions. But they do it on strength of a good defense. They've had good defense all year. Geno Smith only a buck 18. Ashton Gentry 30 yards rushing. Raiders fall to 2-11. Broncos go to 11-2. They currently occupy the number one seed in the AFC. The New England Patriots, the number two seed at 11-2. Bills Patriots next week, of course. Then you have the Rams all over the Cardinals last night, yesterday afternoon, 45-17. Puka Nacua with a big day. When is he not have a big day? 7 for 167 and 2 touchdowns. Matthew Stafford, he should be your league MVP at this point, I think, the way he's been playing this year. 281, 3 touchdowns. Cardinals fall to 3-10. Jacoby Brissett, 271 and 2 touchdowns. Rams move to 10-3. And then that that Bears-Packers game, said it was a good game. I know Fox flexed that into the 4:25 p.m. window. Bears get a late touchdown and win 28-21. The NFC North is really wild and fun to watch this year. Houston Texans, they beat the Kansas City Chiefs 20-10 last night. Awful decision by Andy Reid to go for it on fourth down, deep in his own territory against an offense that was struggling anyway in the Texans. But they were just scrambling for anything they could do, they could get, and they didn't get much. They're now 6-7. The Chiefs, they have less than a 20% chance to make the playoffs, but they are still alive. Texans go to 8-5, still on the outside looking in, but a very competitive NFC South. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. Sit up, stay down, stand down, and hey, buddy, on the way.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo, it'll create a custom website, it'll write social posts for you, and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.